Hey folks, Brad here for the Maritime Paintball Podcast, and this week we are joined by the one and only Dave of District 7 Paintball, a new field that recently opened up here in the very rural province of New Brunswick. We chat with Dave about why he opened the field, how things are going, and what some of his plans are for the future. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please reach out on social media at Maritime Paintball Podcast, but also by email, maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. And now on with the show. 4 seconds. Not four. Much more. Yeah, not much warning.
Not three, okay. Not two, not one.
Where's the countdown?
There is right no countdown.
I think that was it.
That was it. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 338 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and with me, as always, is the man to my right.
Right? I'm on your... Oh, yeah, right. The man, your king of paintball, Thomas Castle.
Yes, and...
Put my fucking diaper on.
What? Oh, and the gentleman in beautiful 480p standard definition coming in through the glorious New Brunswick internet is our man Dave, the man behind District 7 Paintball.
Welcome to our fucked up little show.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's
new fields make me happy.
Yeah, that's so. District 7 is a newer paintball field that popped up in here in New Brunswick, which is really wild because you always hear online people talking about like, oh, paintball's dead. Paintball's been dying since the 90s, and yet it never does seem to go away. But when a new field pops up in what is quintessentially the poorest province in Canada, it can't be doing that bad. Like the it's still
doing
around.
Right.
The passion is still there. Andrew Gagnon,
you piece of shit. You are an absolute scumbag. You're terrible.
Andrew Gagnon.
We'll revolt. My friend, our Quebec audience of three is going to be like, hey, what fuck it about that? We don't want to do business with these pricks anymore. They are terrible.
Well, I'm surprised they don't. Oh. Anyways, like I was saying, he's out there. Andrew Gagnon. Gagnon? How do you? Anyways, out there, it says via dial-up modem. Yeah, pretty much. I think that's how Dave's coming in. Brittany Stewart's out there waving. She should be working, but there she is in the comments.
And, I hope she got supper. She was real pissed earlier.
Yeah. Don't get between a pregnant woman and her dinner. And somebody did. Yeah, not good. So, yeah. So, folks, if you have questions, please drop them in the chat. This is Dave is here to talk about his field, to talk about where he came from, what he's doing. So let's get started with that. Dave, give us a bit of background, man. You said you come from Ontario. We were talking before the show started. So what's the deal? What brought you to our glorious province?
Just give me a sec here.
Just give me a second. And he's gone. And our video.
You know when...
Oh, he's back.
You know, I knew I was bad at my job that they just leave. They're like, fuck these guys.
You guys didn't want
fucking a Maudie. He doesn't want to
you
be talking
to me. You guys didn't want me. Kicked me out.
I didn't
No, we
out.
Didn't want you. No. I thought you kicked me out.
Yeah, I just love that, Dave. You're just like, yeah, well, just give me a second.
No.
Boop, and he's gone. I'm like, well, shit. All right.
It's okay.
Well, that's exactly what I was asking for a second. I saw that it was refreshing. I was, what the hell's going on? Yeah, so I came out here because I was because I was a guard. Anyways, got a transfer to Renews. Got injured there, and since then I've been trying to get something going. So, business wise, this is my idea.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Short story.
That's the short story. You got an hour, bud.
Holy jeez, I think I'm gonna lose you again.
No.
Luckily, we have backup. If you have to bail, we might have to do an on-the-fly interview at the field.
But I want to hear about the guy who worked in Renews. He worked in Renews. There is so much good woods ball to be played there. At risk of pissing somebody off. It was always my favorite threat was to drop people off naked in Renews.
He's gone.
Oh, no.
We keep losing him.
Poor guy. It was working so good before the show started. What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I didn't change anything.
I'm blaming this. This is all on you.
He's back.
Yay. I swear this isn't Poor Dave.
Oh my God, man, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna buy a Starlink uplink, and I think I'm just gonna mail it to people. Send it out, do an interview, send it back. And whatever you did, your picture cleared up though. So
did it?
Yeah.
Hey, you did.
Okay. Well, I won't touch anything anymore. There you go.
Yeah, quit fiddling shit.
Yeah, I'm not too good on talking about myself, but I'm good at answering questions. So if you got any, I mean, go for it.
Well, answer me this then.
Yeah.
Most people don't just randomly go, I want to open a paintball field. Usually you've played it at the very least. So walk me through that, man. Give me a video of your paintball history. How long you doing it? What was your style? Where did you play? First, let's say how long.
My paintball history is really not long. Like, I've known about it for years, and I've played a few times here and there. But it was more about my son who was playing. He got around and got into it, loved it. So I kind of picked up on it, and I just offered that to him. So we decided this year that we had the money. We were able to build it. We were able to start. So that's how District 7 came about. I mean,
awesome.
Wicked.
He's no pro player. He hasn't played in any teams or anything like that. Just some woods ball here and there.
Man.
But he had a passion for it. So you know what? I just offered it to him.
That's cool, man.
Is what drives the sport.
Yeah. You don't have to be on a team. Yeah, me and Tom aren't on a team. Like,
we're on our own team.
Yeah, we're
have a good time.
We're always the last one picked because we usually show up late and tell everyone, "Now we still got to get our gear ready." So
okay,
the players.
Yeah, cool, man.
Probably every team though, that as soon as they see you get there, say, "Oh, I want them on my team." No,
I tell everybody, you don't. I'm a detriment. I'm in the back yelling at you.
I do
I'm
laugh.
I'm stopping, having a puff, looking at the trees, and just kind of toddling around the field.
Yeah, we do
when
get
we
the occasional
shooting,
rental
run at them, but
the rental players will do that from time to time though, because they see us roll. Like, because me and Tom have unearned confidence on the paintball field, and
that's the word. Yes,
unearned confidence.
Real fancy lads. They just whooped my ass all over the place because.
We're like, what is it?
I think that's just the thing, right? Yeah, if you get there with your own equipment and you got a speedball gun or whatever, the rental guys, that person on my team.
They get a little twitchy on that, but I always tell them the same thing. It's not the gun. It's not the gun.
No,
it's the guy firing it. 100%.
Absolutely, but it's just flashy, right? Yeah, guy can shoot like.
Yeah.
He's shooting like 300 paintballs in one game. It's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I legit try not to do that shit to people because that's no fun to the renter. Sometimes you give them your gun, you're like, here you go, take mine.
Yeah.
And you watch one of them just like whip through a hopper of paint and they're like, fuck, that's expensive. And they hand it back. And you're like,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's still fun to watch. I love watching their eyes light up because eventually one of them is going to be like, I'm in.
Yeah.
It's going to be like your son. It's going to be one of those kids.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, I'm down.
I want to do this.
You know, I do that with some of the players that come to the field. We do have, my son has a nice gun. And not to show it off, but it's like, here, try this, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm actually putting the paint in. I'm not taking their paint. So it's coming out of my pockets, putting the paint in. And when they go through a hopper, I mean, 200 paintballs and what, 30 seconds? Okay. But do you enjoy that? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're light and their eyes are wide open. It's like,
yeah.
But I mean, I try to get people in and try to keep them hooked onto it.
Yeah, so
hook them when they're young. That's the trick.
What, I was looking at the build of your field, and I love the layout because it's a gravel pit, right? Or it's mostly gravel pit.
Yeah, well, it was an old gravel pit,
and
I'm renting the field. And the guy stopped doing that, and when I got there, the layout was just awesome. I mean, it's a horseshoe, and you've got berms right around. Basically, that's my out of bounds for now, and everything's played inside. What I liked about it is, if you're thinking military style, you're not always going to be in the woods you're not always going to have trees around you. You might come out and this is the layout that you've got, right? Everything's wide open. You might have a mound here, mound there, but anyways, so I built in there. I said, this is awesome. I mean, it's completely different from most of the paintball fields.
Yeah, it reminds me of just like super old school woods ball fields. Like nothing crazy, no wild props, no like super sketchy looking like buildings or anything crazy wild and out there or anything you have to think about. It's just like it's got bunkers, it's got pallets, it's got barrels, it's got lanes, and that's it. Done. It's just pure paintball.
It's perfect.
Yeah, and I really want to get
it.
That's
the thing, you put the speedball marker away and you dig out your 98 or you dig out your A5. You load that sucker and you take one of those old mechanical markers out there because, no, you don't use a speedball because all they do is they're going to sit back there and going to do this all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to run up there with this gun.
Honestly, they won't. Nobody can do that. Not on this field. I mean, it's too wide open. You can't hide. You can't just stay in one spot and hide. You're going to get caught. So
this guy's singing my songs, Brad.
Right.
Spring into the praises of the man who likes to walk out in the open and challenge everybody because it's fun. Oh, I want to go. I want to go.
I don't have enough stuff. I've got about 2.5 acres of land that I'm playing with, and I haven't put enough stuff on it yet. Like, you know, you don't have bunkers every 1.5 or 2 meters away. You've got to run. If you want to go somewhere, you've got to run. And the back part of it is a little wider, I'd say. So, I mean, if you want to move, if you're playing a game, if you're playing capture the flag, if you're moving a president, whatever, I mean, you've got to be creative. I mean, you've got to either spend some ammo on that or run. I mean, there's not enough to hide right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a balance there, right?
I like it the way it is, and I've been having some great feedback from the people that have come out. I find it awesome. I am going to add some more stuff to it, but it's just to say, like, right now, I still like the layout of it. I'm proud of it, and I hope a lot of people can come out and enjoy it. I mean,
we're
making our way.
Get some boys out there because we're coming for sure.
Yeah,
definitely. We've already discussed. We're trying to get something together because I love new places. I love new faces. I love new fields because, again, once you've played that same field over and over, you know that corner. I know that he's coming around that corner, and I'm going to see him through that little gap that's right. It's like that.
Right there.
Yeah. Now, we went to Hypersports, and I got clipped by dudes who knew their field. And holy shit, that's a long day of paintball. That is a long day of paintball to get your shit shot up by guys who know their field. But it's so much goddamn fun because it's a new field and I've never been there before. Because I'm a sucker for
it. And another great thing I've got over here is I can move the field around. Because everything is so light and like you said, right? It's made out of pallets. It's made of barrels. Nothing is fixed, so I can definitely move the field around. So you might come this year and next year. Hey, if I decide to change something, it's a brand new field. I mean, the cabin might be somewhere else. The fort's going to be somewhere else. The bases are going to be different. Just the hiding spots. So I love it.
There's nothing wrong with that. You watch fields like Moncton Paintball where every couple of weeks, like, he'll move something because we'll be playing it and be like, man, like, this one particular spot is a little too easy to lock down, or maybe it's too hard to move, and we'll just move shit. Like, I've gone, and it's been different from one week to the next because moving a field around is not a problem. Like, if anything, it's definitely better.
I've gone and moved stuff out of bunkers. We're like, no, that... Come
yeah,
on, boys. That's some bullshit. Pick the bunker up and chuck it into the woods. We're like, nah.
Yeah, I walked into
it was because there was giant boards with nails sticking out. We're like, nah, that shit can't be.
No, there was boards with nails. They also had
them on the field. We're like, we had to move that out. Like, it was dangerous.
There was a board.
Woods are woods.
Yeah, there was a board that had covered a part of the window, so only about like this much, maybe about like 6-inch hole was visible. But that through that hole, you could shoot into the spawn. So I got eliminated. So I walked in and I just booted the board off. I was like, no, we're not doing this. And then walked out.
Like, you're not going to sit there and shoot into our spawn, guys. There's a limit to how much assholery you can put up with.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's, you know, I mean.
That's for sure. I mean.
Feedback from your customers helps that and your players. It gives you, it tells you that stuff. Because like a D&D player, a fucking woods baller will find that little crack in your woods. Yeah. And they're going to exploit shit out of it until someone says something.
Oh, excuse me.
Game balance is a good thing.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. And now I just want to talk, like, okay, so the field's brand new. It opened, you guys, you started doing business, what, in August, I think? Or was it a little earlier?
Yeah, 13th of August.
Okay. Yeah, so 13th of August, and you did something that I was really excited about, and I wanted to talk about it, because a lot of fields don't do this, is that you reached out to your local radio station, which is something that, like I said, I only known one other field in New Brunswick to use any form of advertising, and it was billboards. So did you get it, like, did the radio thing work? Did you find, did you get a return on investment there?
I gotta say yes. So the opening was extremely slow. I mean, I was expecting a good 40, 50 people on opening day, because before the opening, I was out plastering the cities with posters. So, I mean, I was up to Boys Town with posters. I went up to Campbellton with posters. If I go right around, I mean, I had posters just everywhere. And I had a lot of people say, yeah, I'd be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. Anyways, opening day, I got nothing. Mm. Nothing. I had, you know, I had a whole party, everything. I had DJ, barbecue, everything. And anyways, everything fell apart. It was like, man, this is kind of boring. This is kind of shitty. It pissed me off. But what can you do? I'm not going to go around twisting people's arms saying, you know, you told me that you'd be there. It's not my game. You know, everybody has their own thing. And so I ran with it. But anyways, since I got on the radio, on Facebook. I mean, Facebook, I had about 150 followers at that point or so. Facebook's not all that great, but I mean, still, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, since I got on the radio, my 150, I've gone up to 293 people. I've had I've got six parties that came in. I've got kids parties. I've got a bachelor party. I mean, sure, it's great. I haven't had the walk-ons, but the parties are coming in. So, that's a start. I mean, people will start talking with that.
100%. Well, like Tom was saying, we're trying to. I want to organize a group. I want to see if I can get a couple of the boys from Moncton area to just like, okay, guys, like, let's go up. Let's check out the field. We'll roll up. Word of mouth is a huge thing in paintball, right? A lot of people saying, like, you go to one field and then you go to another and you talk about the field you were just at, right? So,
absolutely, it's a huge thing.
It's the biggest thing. There is a damn good community of paintballers out here, so we just gotta kind of keep pushing the good word.
We're trying
of the
to convince
paintball.
Them. We're trying to convince them and be like, guys, like this field that you've been playing at every weekend for 2 years is a great field. Don't get me wrong, but holy shit, travel. like go somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Go experience a new field.
100% on that. 100% on that. I've been down and I've talked to Josh at Moncton Payball, and I've talked to Brian with Capital City.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to... This is my idea here, but I mean, you've got the EPPL, you've got games going on, tournaments or whatever, competitions.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to start, or anyways, try to get a house league going. Even if it'd be just the three of us, like the Moncton Paintball and Capital City and myself, or whatever, if we could get each a team or whatever, or two teams, and just have them rotate through the fields, that'd be awesome. Anyway, that's something I have in my head going, you know.
No, that's,
let's do this. I mean, it'll,
provincial it'll, league
it might get
cool.
Might get some kids into it.
That is what I've been
saying.
But let's unite paintball and get us all back together. All these fields in New Brunswick, because we're starting. There's a few now. I can count a few, and that makes me happy. And I'm greedy. I want more. Mm-hmm. I want us all to kind of just listen. We don't have to like each other.
But let's all agree to do business. I don't have to like you, but as an owner, I'm not an owner of a field, but I don't have to like anybody. But if I want to do business and we want to make money and make more money, we got to all just kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
well, yeah, you can't hate on the other guy's field.
No. Right. And it's not like that. I don't know what the deal is. That's their business. But I want to see all these fields in the Maritimes kind of get along again so that we can.
Yeah. Only if really what is it? I was told once only a fool allows pride to get between him and money. And
sounds like a rule of acquisition.
I think it might have been Kevin Curry.
he's not Drew-ish, but I do love him.
Right.
But
so
the big muscle daddy of paintball.
It would be great to get people into the habit of like, where are we going this weekend? Not, are you going paintballing? It's like, yeah, we're going, but where are we going this weekend? I remember back in the day when it was, you know, we would travel to Hurricane Paintball, you know, I'd probably paintball, I think, twice a month back in the day. And it was like, okay, we're going to go to Hurricane Paintball. And then we went to Long Reach Paintball. Then we played in Fredericton. And then we played in Hillsboro. And then, like, you know, there was some years that I was playing 7 different fields in a year. And it's a lot of travel, but you throw a couple of buddies in the car, split the gas 3 ways, whatever. Makes it a lot easier, right? So
I love road trips.
Absolutely. See, I've done some diving, right? And it's basically the same. I mean, if you're only diving in the lake that's in front of you, I mean, you know nothing of every other place. So like travel around, see the fields. Moncton Paintball is great. I was just down in the capital city. That's awesome too. I've been in Ontario. Those are cool.
Oh man,
you've got some big ones. You've got small ones.
It
doesn't even need to be all the big ones. Hypersports is a killer little field. It's the first time we were there. First time both of us were there last week.
Yeah. Great little field.
I like it. And then absence makes the heart grow fonder. I go back to Moncton. I'm like, good, comfortable. Now I want to jump in. I want to go see you guys. I want to go see the Sons of Barnaby. I want to check out those little fields. I want to play with those guys because everybody's
– right.
We're all out there.
Yeah, 100%.
And we're all ballers. When you start the game, the bell goes and the whistle goes and the other guy's coming at you. I don't care who you are. Let's shoot it. Let's go have a beer after.
Yes.
It's that spirit that I miss when we were young, when we were 16 and playing paintball and we didn't go get drunk. We went to A&W. 10 of us sweaty and we stank. Oh, Jesus. The poor lady at A&W would see 10, 15 of us raggedy ass teenagers ordering three grandpa burgers and we're just sitting there going, I hate my life, eating the whole thing. Then going home. I miss that so much.
I think the best comment story. The best comment on this episode, on this show, not just the best comment on this show, just came through from Christopher Struck. We're going to have to get that on a plaque or something, which is. Paintball fields are like boobs. They're all great.
That's a t-shirt.
There you go. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's a t-shirt. Thanks, Chris.
Yep. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
I'll give you credit for it. I didn't say I give you money. I said I give you credit for you and type that shit. Put the shirt out yourself first.
Love it.
Me wrong.
Oh, that's funny. That is great. I love that. But yeah, it's so folks, let's try and figure that out. Like if you haven't been to a new field, go to a new field. So what are you running at the field? What's the rental fleet? What are we looking at it that way? If I show up and my gear goes down like it often does.
Right now, not much going on there. I got a Tippmann 98s, just rugged equipment.
That's it. Tippmann 98s are great. I will never turn my nose up at a 98.
Nope. Not if you're going to play woods ball.
A lot of people don't know this, but I mean, when you're starting to feel, it costs a friggin' fortune.
Yep.
No, you don't say.
I mean, no, it's because a lot of people think, you know, it's just a Tippmann 98. Yeah, you know what? When you get 20, 30, 40, 50 of those, and it starts running the bill up because it's not just the gun. You got to put the mask to it. You need to put a hopper to it. You need to put a bottle to it. If I, you know, at some point, the bills run up. So you need the players to come out. once they come out and they start buying paint, guess what? More stuff's going on the field, or, you know, better equipment's going to come around. I might get some Ethos and or Emacs, I mean. But that's just to say, you know, I need the population to come out, and every field needs the population to come out and play.
Yeah,
you
know, and
if you don't do that, that's why the fields have fallen. I mean,
and they're out there. The ballers, you know what, are still out there.
And opening up, I've put out some specials. I mean, playing for $45, playing for $50. I did put those out, not all the time. My regular price is going to be $65. Gives you the 500 paintballs, gives you 4 hours of paintball. It's similar to other fields. So It's not like I'm overpriced or really underpriced. It's similar. So whether you're playing Shediac or whether you're playing at Fredericton, who cares? I mean, we're basically in the same price zone. So Come on out. Have fun.
Because I'm looking at your prices now, and you're open. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with a reservation. Thursday, Friday, 5 p.m. to dusk. Yeah, Saturdays, 10 to dusk. Sunday, 12 to 5.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's a dog behind me. And then, so $15 for field access, and then bag of paints $30 or a box of paints $90. Pretty standard pricing. Like, that's not
exactly
anything weird.
No, that's
at all.
It's normal price. Right? There's nothing wrong with that.
And I mean, Miramichi's not.
We were in Ontario. Exactly. We heard more. Like, I heard higher prices in the Ontario market, and I was just like, holy shit. What? Okay. Take my ass back to the Maritimes where it's less expensive.
Yeah, like Paintball Mirabelle, it's $200 and some odd. Yeah. A case of paint. You know, it's outrageous. But it's
outrageous by maritime standards, but by theirs, they're making their money.
Yeah. But your prices are very
Mirabelle has normal. The facilities.
That's true. Mirabelle has running water.
Yeah, that's a different league. But in terms of Woods Ball, like $65, 4 hours, a marker. Fuck, man, it's not much. That's really not an unreasonable price for 500 rounds of paint.
Nope.
Your field fees, you got to pay everybody. You got to pay for your power. Like, you got to pay your rent. It's not free.
And that's something people got to keep in mind too. Like, it's a business, right?
And I was about to say that is don't. I'm glad. Like, people don't be apologetic, businessmen. This is what the cost of business is. I'm not going to get kicked in the balls every week so that you guys have a field to play paintball on. I love yous. It's a business.
Yeah, it's got to make money.
So pay the fucking bills.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, man,
I've
the
had
rent
so many people come around,
paid.
Though.
Well, that's...
Absolutely. I've had people come around and wanting some free stuff. It's like, you know, free. I mean...
No, man, nothing.
At some point, I do push good stuff out, but at some point, I can't keep on doing the free stuff.
I gotta see some return to my investment, boys.
That's just it.
I don't mind hooking you up with some free stuff, you gotta, like this, and some of them don't realize that. They think you're just doing it. It's like, guys, smarten the fuck up. Like, this is the Maritimes. This isn't like, I'm not gonna break your kneecaps, but I'm going to give you a stern talking to and remind you you should probably not be a dickhead.
Yeah.
The Maritimes ain't big, my friend.
Yeah, we will find you.
I think I've shown you some pictures of the field, Brad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have them.
It's not. I haven't put them up on Facebook yet. I'm still gathering pictures and whatnot. But, like, I don't have any vehicles on the field, which I wish I had. Trucks, cars, planes, whatever. Those are awesome props. But I've been around and I've been asking, everybody wants a pretty buck for them now. $300 to $500
for a junker?
For an old car, or for a shell. I've been asked $300, $500 for a shell.
In the Miramichi.
So
what has this world come to when you go to the Miramichi and you can't get a car for less than $300? That doesn't make sense. What the fuck world do we live in? This hurts me.
So anyways, I don't have those props on because you know what? The cash cash has run out. Really, my pockets are empty to buy those things. It's like,
yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm gonna concentrate on getting paintballs for the guys that want to come out and play.
Yeah,
I'll have something for them to shoot instead of throwing rocks.
Yeah, well, you can't throw a rock, can't put a rock in a paintball gun, boys. So, you want something to shoot at each other, get some more people out here.
So, anyways,
no, that's exactly it. Guy wants to start to feel we got to get people out there. So my people, we need to get that word out for this guy, because I want more fields. My kingdom must expand. I have to go hunt in new woods.
I have to go hunt in new woods.
Mm-hmm. The king's forest is not big enough yet, and I need it bigger so I can find new prey to hunt and be hunted by better players than me, which is anybody under the age of fucking 25 that can outrun me. Which is almost everyone.
No, obviously, so now this year I've only got the woods ball, anyways, the pit. Mm-hmm. But plans are for next year that I have speedball field up. I'm looking into that. I got to get some grass into there. It's a friggin' pit. Holy shit! I don't know how I'm gonna do that, but anyways, I am gonna try. And second to that is get a kids field. So I want 8-year-olds to be able to come out and play. So yes, either Splatmaster or something like that. But anyways, I want the 8-year-olds to be able to come out, have a blast, and let them grow into paintball. Then they can move over to the big field and play with the big guys.
Yeah, that's where they start to learn it all, right? Mm-hmm. From watching the old guys from the sidelines. Let's get them out there. My wife has finally conceded. My wife, the queen, is notoriously not a fan of firearms in any way, shape, or form, has agreed to gel blasters. Fuck yeah.
Right.
So now it's going to be getting the Starman popping around corners. She's going to hate me. It's going to be so much fun.
Breach and clear the house.
An 8-year-old field. Remember those little kids in Commando?
Ah.
With the big boom guns? They were hilarious. We're all in the middle of a game. Everybody just stops to turn, and we're watching these little kids have a ball. There's a game going on.
Bazooka ball.
Like,
yeah.
Firing a ring over there, and we're just like, yeah, whatever. These little kids are hilarious. Like, watching Little League.
Cool. Yeah. Did you get a look at those gel blasters? Or?
Yeah, we were looking at them.
I have not yet, but Brad has.
They're roughly $100.
Brad has looked at them.
$100 retail.
I was thinking of going that way, too. I was thinking of going that way instead of the Splatmasters, but I'm just not sure how good they are in commercial use.
They're very close quarters kind of thing. Like, you can't go very far. But the nice thing is that they don't stain. They don't leave a mark or anything like that.
How rugged is the hardware, I think, is the better question.
They seem pretty rugged.
Well, that's just it. From what I've heard, they're not that all that great. Out of 20, 7 might break in the first year. That's kind of hard on equipment.
That's very hard on equipment.
And don't forget, it's kids that's running around with them, right?
Yeah.
That was my thinking, exactly. It's like, little kids.
All over the place and just, anyways. So, I got to look into that. Which one's the more rugged one? And
that's why the man runs 98s, because you can drag them through the mud and they will still fire the next day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With a little bit of cleaning.
We're good. It's fine. Stop picking up the old paint, kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Chop paint.
Stop trying to shoot rocks. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, I can still hear it dripping out, dude. It's just like, oh.
Yeah.
How many balls did you break in this hopper?
Mm-hmm.
Or the one guy that was firing with, who watched a rental. He had the barrel condom on. And we've all done it where we fired one. We're like, oh, shit. No, buddy is standing there going boom, 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 boom. And he's just shooting into the barrel condom, and it's dripping out.
So oh, nice.
Oh, it was classy. It was something.
Yeah, it was cool.
Dribbling is the word I'm going to use.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was funny. I got a good kick out of it. It was great.
Oh, hey, Dusty.
So that's cool, man. The fields. I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? So as Brittany said in the comments, you got to start somewhere, and it sounds like you got a good idea and a good plan for the field. I hope it grows for you. I really do. And like I said, we'll try and organize something, because there's no reason why people, like, you're not in the middle of nowhere. You're in Miramichi. How far away is Miramichi from Fredericton? I should probably look that up.
You're about an hour and 45 minutes.
There we go. Hour and 45 minutes. Tom and I drove 4 hours last week to go play at Hyper. So.
Four. You know?
Yeah, well, four there and four back.
Two and a half either way. Yeah, you know, 8 fucking hours to drive.
I guess I drove four because I drove an hour and a half to Moncton. And then it was 2.5 from
Moncton. I know the gas price is up. Gas prices are up and people are trying to save a bit of money and whatnot. But I mean, like you were saying earlier, you know, hop in three or four guys in one car, split the gas, but just come down.
Right.
And being in Miramichi, I'm not taking away business from anybody, but I am cutting time for people from Bathurst, Campbellton, Petit-Auché, Tracadie. I mean, I just got closer to them.
Yeah.
Instead of them running 2.5 hours to go to Moncton or 2 and 45, whatever, to get to Fredericton, whichever. I mean, I'm just a little closer to them. So they can actually run out here, come and play. Yep. If they really enjoy themselves, I'm not stopping them from going anywhere. I'm actually encouraging them. They, you know, try the other fields or actually come back.
Well,
whichever.
Yeah, if everybody rotates, there's enough business.
But the idea is to come out.
Get in the play. You got to get the players out first. They got to come out and see that it's good. So I think we got to get a group of monkeys out there and come play with us and go see this place out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be pestering these peckers on Sunday. I'm going out to play. I'm going out home to play. And those boys are going to get an earful that we're making a Miramichi trip because why not?
Why? Exactly.
It's
why not?
It's right there.
It's not like you're trying to organize to Ontario or trying to organize anything crazy. We're just going to go to the Miramichi. Mm-hmm. We're just going to go up there and play some paintball and then go home. Like, it's that easy. There really is no reason.
Do you guys have a date in mind when you'd be up here?
That sounds spanky.
If you give me a date, I'll give you a price for everybody that comes through with you guys.
We be a weekend, so we'll be in touch with you.
It would also probably be a Sunday, because I can guarantee
that's fine.
I'm available Sundays now. So
Sundays. I'm a middle school janitor, baby. I'm always available on a Sunday.
Right? I'm now in the glorious world of commercial paint sales. So I'm off on Sundays now.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Not at all. They actually seem like a really cool people. Nice. We're trying to make it a Sunday and preferably before November. If we can make this happen in October, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it would be because anyways, my closing date right now, because I don't know what November is going to look like. It could be the 31st of October. So.
Okay. So we got 3 weeks to get it done. Let's put a deadline of 3 weeks. Figure it out.
I like that.
Yeah. 4 weeks. And like I said, if 4 weeks.
5 weeks.
Yeah. But it shouldn't be that hard to organize. It's not like we're trying to organize halfway across the damn country. It's an hour and a half drive.
It's a busy
you never know, right?
We got going, but
people, Fredericton to Miramichi is halfway across the country.
Yeah, that's fine.
Exactly. One way or another, we're going to find a way and get up there and check this place out because I want to go meet the new people. I want to meet the new guys on the block and make new friends.
Yeah.
Because new friends are fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a blast. So I think we're going to wrap Will Lewis, the King's Army is ready.
Yeah, you say that. I saw some sick ass mofos out on that weren't there.
Yeah, I saw some folks. Yeah,
Will was there. I'm gonna still tease Trevor though.
Yeah, yeah, Trevor. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah,
balls will be busted.
I think I think we'll wrap it up there. Dave, thanks for coming on the show, chatting about the field. So, folks, if you're in and around New Brunswick, please check him out. It's District 7 Paintball. You got till October 31st as of right now. And if you're in the area at the same time that we're going to be up there, let us know. We'll try and get like a group. We'll go up. It'll be a party. It'll be a blast.
Let me know. Let me know when you are going to come up. And you know what? Anybody that's listening, anybody that's going to come up with like on that day, we'll give them a special day to get in, whether they have their equipment or not.
See, look at that.
We'll make it a fun day. We'll just, you know, it's not. I'm not there to just make profit. I want people to come out, have fun.
Y'all heard it from the man himself, so let's make this happen, guys.
Yep.
I mean, we'll make something happen that everybody's happy, everybody can play, everybody can, you know, save a little bit in their pockets and
Yeah, it'll be a good time. It'll be a blast. The weather's going to be great. It'll be nice and cool. So, I mean, it's going to be a good time. So, folks, we got to make this happen. Check them out, District 7 Paintball. Check them out on Facebook. And take a look. Like I said, if you're in the area, please go check them out. And for everyone who stuck around and commented and liked and shared and all that, appreciate it. Appreciate the views. Appreciate the content. Appreciate you hanging out with us. So that's it. I don't know who or what we're going to talk about next week. Actually, I know exactly what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about your hunt for a first strike marker and my hunt for a new mask. That's what we're going to talk about next week there, Tom.
Oh, all right. So I love it. The King's quest and the Beard's quest for the perfect mask and shades.
Yeah. So that's it, folks. We're out of here. So thank you so much. And until next week. Sorry, I totally forgot.
Week.
Yeah, until next week.
7 days from now, we'll be back here.
Yeah, until.
Thank you.
Jesus. Brain just,
thank you.
My brain shut off there.
Just shit the bed. And let's not forget our delicious sponsors, Moncton Paintball. We love you, boys. We'll be seeing you soon. DEFCON, Big Daddy G, and DEFCONPaintball.com. They will hook you up with all of your paintball needs because he's the shit. PB Swag Bag. I don't know if you're sponsoring us anymore, but
I don't know. I think they quit us. They quiet quit us.
Stop that. Bad. No sponsors anymore. That's fine. I love them anyways because I used to get some of their shit out of that bag and I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Grindr. They don't sponsor us, but fuck it, I want them to sponsor us.
They got money.
So I'm gonna keep asking.
They got money. I'll take
Grindr's
the money.
Got money. I will take anyone's money. I don't give a fuck who you are. People who use Grindr play paintball. Don't lie to me. Okay. On that bombshell, don't take Skittles from strangers. We'll see you next week.
All right, folks. We're out of here. Cheers.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, buddy.